back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are into the final segment here. This is my favorite part, because it's the part we get to have the crab cake. We've been jibber-jabbing about Music City and taxes and reform and councilmen and delegates and floods and fires and 100-year storms. And now we bring the legal department in. Lou Weinkamp is here to give us some family law. And Evan Brown has returned, along with former Baltimore County executive and de facto mayor of all things, Catonsville. And we're going to celebrate crab cakes. You show up just in time to eat.
Perfect.
Before we jump to Lou, we got Evan who jumped back in here. We've been here now for several hours. Evan, it's insane, man. People have been lined up all morning to get in, coming and going. I'm going to ask Lou, but I'm going to start with you. What is the magic sauce that is State Fair that people just keep lining up day after day after day?
If I could answer that, I would be a bajillionaire.
Can Lou get a tent this big in front of his place?
Probably.
Right after the street.
Well, Evan, as a disclosure, I asked Don to ask you that question because I'm going to steal whatever you're doing. So I know why you're not telling us now.
Ladies and gentlemen, you got Lou Weinkamp, owner of Franco's, one of the great Italian restaurants.
Absolutely.
Right here in the middle of the village. Incredible food.
I got a bookie and two slices of meatball and ricotta in my fridge.
And I want to say, Evan and I don't compete. And it's great to have the transition between both of those places. You know, if somebody wants a smaller in-house Italian food, they're going to go to us. They yep. want a bigger, you know, more American junk food, they're going to go to Evan. So mm-hmm. it's a great compliment to have.
It
and,
is.
And Mexican across. That's why I say you don't have to go anywhere. As so many people have said to me, and you both are now in this restaurant business in addition to your law practice. But I can't tell you the number of Catonsvillians, and Lou, maybe you react to this, the number of Catonsvillians who have said to me, over the past year, 2 years, you know, the great thing is they said, I don't ever need to leave
the whole
where I live. In other words,
that's
I can
the whole
walk.
Point.
So many people don't even get in their cars yep. anymore. They just walk up. And yep. I know, for example, the other night, I know some folks who wanted to come here, and they couldn't get in here. They said, okay, I'm going to go up to 818. Or somebody said, you know, I'm in the mood for veal parmesan, full disclosure, at Franco's. I'm fanatical about the veal parm, but
my cat likes the bookmaker.
Well, let me tell you about the bookmaker, and Lou knows the story of it. My wife and I, at least once a month, we got a go-to. It's the bookmaker and the meatballs. And, I mean, that's it. We split the bookmaker, and we get the meatballs appetizer. Yep. But, I mean, what's your sense, Lou, about the restaurant? You survived like Evan did.
Yeah.
Are you sensing that you're coming out on the other side now?
There's no doubt about it. You know, it was a grind through year, and everybody ground through with being innovative in their own different ways of everything. And I feel very strong about this. And I'm talking off the camera, and everybody feeds off each other. If State Fair is packed, they go someplace else. Franco's is packed, they go mm-hmm. to other places. Everybody feeds off the difference. And I'll say, going back to Don's original point, 15 years ago, Friday night, Saturday night, Frederick Grove was empty.
Empty.
It
was,
I know it goes, this.
Yeah, that's
and, like,
true.
And that's the part of it that's just amazing.
Yep.
Like, we brought Baltimore Positive out here 2.5 years ago, and there really is a story that has, I mean, I'm seeing people with masks, but I've held the camera up and shown how many people are here today. Evan, you couldn't have dreamed it this big without a pandemic, right? This tent would not be.
This wouldn't exist if the pandemic didn't happen. It was just, we had the right space for it. We did see the vision kind of with this lower patio here and front garage door that you could
I
have
saw that the first
stuff.
Summer because
yep.
you had those Italian lights out
yep.
one night. I was driving back from Merriweather.
Yep.
Remember I hit you?
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, man, I'm looking for 11 o'clock, like a place to stop and get a little something, something.
Yep.
And I'm thinking that's exactly where State Fair's halfway home from Merriweather
right.
for me.
Well.
And we came by and I was like, there's something different going on where I'm seeing girls and boys and people at 10:30 at night
yeah,
outside
out.
In the
yeah.
summer. And I thought, this is nice. And to be out here today, it really is celebratory for me. I got today's my 2 week for my shot, so today's a big day.
That's awesome.
But we decided to do this with you as our
yep.
friend. I told you about 6-8 weeks ago, so we're
yep.
coming back to the patio, and it felt stupid then. It felt like we're never going back to the patio, you know.
Yep.
And here we are, and we made it through this. Really.
Well, you mentioned the late night thing, Nestor, and I want to jump back to Evan, then I want to go to Lou. But the latest thing that I've noticed now, and it's not my demographic, okay, folks? It's not my demographic that's going to be in here at 12 or 12:30 or 1.
No,
probably is Nestor and Lillian. But you now have this whole late-night food thing going on.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw a pizza, a late-night pizza.
We're doing late-night pizzas, yeah. I mean, that's the whole thing with
Detroit-style.
It's Detroit-style, and again, when the flood first happened, everybody's like, you got to bring Port Tally's up here. You have to do that. Franco's was here. Paulino's was here. I don't want to compete. They've done a phenomenal job so far. And again, when we do pizzas, and I've had Franco's pizza plenty of times, I want to do it from 10 o'clock to 2 a.m. Just a late night bit. Doesn't compete against anybody. Doesn't do anything sort of crazy. And, you know, yeah, we're trying. We pay rent 24 hours a day. So we're open 8 a.m. to 2 a.m. So.
Well, you mentioned a pizza, Lou. Big seller at Franco's, the four cheese pizza. Huge. The fromage, right?
Fromage, is that
the fromage?
So I went in the other day, and I called because I was on the highway. I was coming back from D.C. I'm like, I'm going to get a bookmaker for me and my cat. And, I ordered a pizza. I called back to order a pizza, and it was pepperoni day. It was like $10.
Yeah.
And then I realized, like, sausage was Tuesday. Like, you do a different day
every
day.
Is special. That's correct.
I gave you $6 and got the meat. I wanted the meatballs. I said to the kid, I get pepperoni or pizza, John. I want meatball pizza with you.
The funny thing about all our pizzas is everybody's got a favorite. Yep. So there's not – everybody says, I really love – the arugula pizza is very popular.
Mm-hmm. What?
We put that much arugula, it's ridiculous.
Oh, it's a salad.
It's extremely –
salad popular. On a pizza.
It's healthy. It's a healthy pizza.
Yeah, it's healthy pizza.
Right.
my grandson –
is that possible?
My grandsons are addicted to the fromage.
Yes.
They like the
Everybody's
fromage.
Addicted to something, right. But it's all different. So, you know, there's like 30 things on there. 30 people have their favorite. But I will say the bookmaker, to me, is probably the king of all popular.
It's amazing. It's
the best salad in the city.
I'm going to tell you.
It's the best salad in the city.
Thank you.
It is.
It's pretty remarkable. And the amount of shrimp and
you give me too many shrimp, and then I've told you, you don't like it when I talk about my cat. My cat loves shrimp, and she won't eat it from it. I brought shrimp over for Faithies, and I've steamed them. She wouldn't eat them. She likes your shrimp. Like, literally, that's it. She wouldn't eat any other shrimp.
Sounds perfect. It's a discriminating kitty.
Let's make sure that you like it, too.
No, I love it.
All right,
I love it.
Okay, good. Okay.
No. Here's the my wife wasn't here the other night, so I came home alone, and I didn't have my pants. You know, I didn't have long pants on, and my cat will climb me. The minute I opened the little white box, all the shrimp were on top. And she was asleep. And I'm like sneaking it because I was trying to sneak it to put it in the refrigerator to get it out later. She was having none of it.
That's
so funny. And then, of course, I dumped the dressing on and the cheese. And
in the midst of running a restaurant, you've had this from your dad on down, this incredibly successful family law practice.
Thank you.
Really, whenever anybody calls me and they say, I got an issue, call Lou, would you? He's the family law guy. What, Lou, has there been any changes or any challenges in family law as a result of a pandemic? Did you have to make adjustments, or did the kinds of questions change? Did people's issues change? What happened to family law as a result of the pandemic?
That's a great question. So we did not slow down at all, because what happened was people became more aware of issues of incapacitation or death for their, you know, themselves or their parents or whatever was going on. So
today's always a good day to sort all that out, right?
Yes.
Today's always the best day, right?
As you well know.
I know very well.
Right. So it did bring people a lot to say, I got to get it. And I've also said over the years, because we have a big community practice, I'll see people and they'll say, Lou, I got to come see you. And then I'll see them 10 more times. I got to come see you. So it's getting a will is always something that people put off.
Why is that, Lou?
It's just like...
Because none of us think we're going to die.
Is that what it is?
Well,
don't want to talk about it.
You don't want to... That's what it is.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
I'm going to tell you right now, the biggest thing is if your parents are sick, the kids are the ones that don't want to talk about it. It's not the parents. They're like, I know
that's
I'm going. It's the kids who, like... The parents say, I want to talk to my children, and they won't meet with me.
Right.
The kids won't meet with me. About, you know, whatever it is, it's always the children who don't want to think of their parents.
Then let's build on that, because that was my question.
That's a lifetime of doing that, and that's universal statement.
32 years is
that's
100%.
That's human. That's
100%.
Being human, right? That really is.
Well,
none of us want to think of the death of our parents.
Well, and that was...
You had to gather Jeff and today and Jeff, you'd say, come on over, we're going to see Lou, we're going to sit in. They'd be like, let's do that next
week.
Linda
and I did that probably because we knew Lou and have heard him talk to him in the community. Knowing how, and quite honestly, the reason that Linda and I did it, and this is where I go to my question for Lou, is that we've seen friends come and go and die too young and whatever. We just didn't want the kids to be left with a mess with right. all of these questions, even in
that
terms of end-of-life questions. I mean, what people don't think about, Nestor, I didn't want them to have to grapple with end-of-life questions. And these are the kinds of things that Lou works out as well in terms of...
And they're hard conversations with you and your son.
Correct. So I didn't want to have... So Linda and I took care of that. But the question that I will get, Lou, and I'm always amazed, I'm telling you, my take is it doesn't discriminate in terms of socioeconomics or demographics. I've had the most educated people in the world say to me, I don't have a will. To me, there's no education.
How about this? I'll invoke Peter Angelos. Right. Every person close to him, because I've done a lot of research on him because I have grave concern about the baseball team, right?
Right.
Every person I know close to him says he's been a lawyer his whole life. I bet he doesn't have a will. I bet he's the kind of guy that just would never address a thing like that. Sure. Like, so when I've asked people, they're like, there is no... And but it was a guess about one of the wealthiest men here.
Yeah, that's right. My point.
To think like it.
I don't think it does discriminate, Nestor. And that's why I want you. Can you simplify, Lou, for our listeners, why it matters? Because I'll have people say to me, why do you worry about that? When I die, I'm gone, and they'll sort it out. Why is that the wrong attitude?
Yeah.
Break it down.
No, you're 100% right, and you will leave a mess for your children, and they've got to sort it out.
I'm the child, by the way.
And Nestor knows a little bit about it, but... You know, it will happen, and that does happen, and so you're looking ahead, Don, and that's what you need to be doing for everybody, because it doesn't really matter to you, because you will be gone, but it's the legacy you leave behind. You could cost them thousands of dollars in taxes, or if you don't do things right, you could cost a lot of money in, you know, protection of assets that, you know, if you want to pass your assets on, it's for all those reasons. So I totally, as you go as a parent, you look at your kids, you've been taking care of them, doing all the things for them, you raise them. Why leave the one? Your last legacy is my dad left this estate and it was a mess. You know, that's the last thing they're going to remember. You don't want that.
And they're already grieving, no matter what.
And they're already grieving. And the other thing that I want.
What does the mess look like, Lou?
When
you say it's a mess, what
you
is
put
that?
Your mom in a nursing home,
right,
and you have your name on the title from a personal experience,
right,
and you have your brother on the title, and your mother dies, and you're involved, and the state comes and says, we want a third of the tax for that. That's the kind of thing when you have the wrong lawyer. So they chase you around when your mother died with $1,800 in the bank with nothing, and they chase you around for $10,000.
That's just said it better than I can.
How about that? Was that good?
That's perfect.
Not that's a real story
right.
or anything like that.
No, but asking for a friend.
It's excessive amount of paperwork. It's excessive amount of extra steps that you have to do. And then in the bottom line, it's excessive money that you didn't have to pay or your kids wouldn't have to pay if you did it the right way. And I wanted to add one last thing because I'm very straightforward. A lot of people are intimidated by lawyers, and that's another reason why they don't come, and they're worried about expense.
That's why you don't dress up.
That's why this is me. This is me.
No, it's because you're on your way. You got to leave here in about 2 minutes to go coach lacrosse.
Yeah. But if you want if somebody's basic lawyer who's just going to be down to earth, that's what I specialize in. I will tell you what you need to know. I won't oversell it, and we'll just get down and get it done, and I get to the point.
So, and then you can have pizza with them.
And then I send them down to get Franco's pizza. So
How do they find Wine Camp and Wine Camp?
Well, my phone number is 410-744-3256. My email is loujr@weinkam, and my website is winecamp.com. So anybody can call me at any time. I would always be glad to take care of their calls and answer any questions at any time, no charge.
All right,
one quick question,
sure.
Esther, before you jump in. Lou, a lot of times, and Evan's a young guy, you know, my son Jeff was here earlier. It seems to me that once you're married and have children, I don't care if you're in your 30s or 40s, you should have a will even if you're in your 30s or 40s. It's not something just for old people, right?
And that's one of the things that I do have a discount.
You'll leave a mess for your parents if you die, right? Literally, right?
That's exactly right. So I do have a special plan that's a little bit cheaper. It's called the Young Family Plan. So if you have young children, we'll get a guardian for the children, we'll get a trustee for the children, and we make it affordable so you can't say, I can't afford to do this. You really can't afford not to do it. Because the legal fees and expensive time of not having that set up is worse than an older person dying. That's the worst mistake, is to be young and not have your plan set up for your children.
I'm going to do a new ad for you, because I think the new ad's going to say, if you want to sleep better...
There it is.
You'll sleep better. You just will. You'll sleep better. You really will.
Take care of it. If you're out
once
there,
you know about it and you do it wrong, you never want to do it wrong.
We'll put together the sleep together plan. You get the will, you get a Franco's pizza, and then get something from Evan.
Oh, man.
You got the whole
that sounds perfect.
And then they go, they get it done, they go to eat, they go to bed, and they're happy.
You get a bookie, like, a crab cake, and a will.
How am I going to sleep eating his late night pizza at 2 o'clock? I'll never go to bed.
No. I'll take the pizza first.
Yeah, I'll take the pizza.
He'll finish you off.
Yeah, we'll get you some chicken and waffles.
Yeah, there you go.
Something late.
It'll be a nice, relaxing evening.
I want Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts.
It's a dream team trifecta plan there.
Well, Lou has to go coach lacrosse.
Wait,
real quick.
C-B-L-X.
Tell us, my son was on here saying to pray. You guys at Catonsville High School are fired up about this team.
Yeah,
you had a big
are.
Win recently.
Yep. I coached the JV. We're 4-1. Varsity's 5-0. Varsity beat Towson in a close one yesterday. My boys lost a heartbreaker to Towson. We play Hereford on Monday, which is a big game for both of us. And the program is...
Did they show up an hour late, Hereford?
No,
are they off that day?
They'll be there.
Oh, I'm just
checking.
They leave at 9 in the morning.
The weather's good. Yeah. All right,
hey,
yeah,
Hereford will be there, and they'll be ready, but we'll be ready, too.
They leave at 9 in the morning.
Yeah.
Several big-time players, right?
Oh, we got varsity players. I'm going to say this about the kids. They're good lacrosse players, but they're better kids as individuals. I never have to ask them to pick up any trash. They grab the bags. They say thank you. They sit in the stands. Parents leave and say, these kids are so respectful. They're just the best group of kids we've
ever
had.
Are there victory parties at Franco's?
We have one last night.
Nice. I like it. All right. Yes, nice.
Go comment.
Let's go. C-B-L-X. Let's go.
All right. So we're with break. Evan, we're going to stay, and we're going to eat this crab cake, and we're going to do a whole segment on food. All right?
On
the tour. Good?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Good?
You're good, man.
We're stepping out. We're taking a break. Don Moeller is here. We'll come back. Crab cakes for everyone. Evan Brown is here. Lou Weinkam, our sponsors, our friends. My appreciation.
See you guys. Thanks,
good luck.
Hey, man, you hear that meowing about Saturday night? That's still my cat eating those shrimp. I promise you, man. I put a lot aside for her. Got a bookie in the fridge, and I got a crab cake coming next. I'm Nestor. Stick around. Crab cake tour stop 3 in Catonsville after this.